This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
Have you ever had to persevere at something? For some of us, the last year of pandemic may have felt like one long perseverance challenge. And whether that's been changes at work or relationships or finances or how we do our faith, we've needed perseverance to push through both the pressure and the change. So what is perseverance like? Some kinds of perseverance can be energizing, training for sport, learning, achieving something at work, seeing people flourish as you care for them. You may have had to push through a couch to 5K, or you're maybe doing some exams, but you can see a benefit coming. But other kinds of persevering are more like patient endurance. It's perhaps a long illness or depression or the dark night of the soul, or it could be tricky relationships, a toxic workplace, or the lack of a job or of a relationship. It's not so pleasant. It feels like one long slog. The benefit of persevering may not be obvious. So what do we do? How do we persevere? What is patient endurance? And where is God when we're dealing with trouble?
3 summers ago, when my dad was in his last illness before he died, I really had to persevere and keep going. My parents were in Bristol. Dad was getting more ill, needing more and more help. And I had a busy job and lots of responsibilities in Leeds. It was difficult, sad, and distressing. I felt torn in two. On one hand, there were care crises and I just wanted to be there with whatever was happening. But on the other hand, I felt a responsibility towards my job and the things that I had. It was a difficult time and I look back on it in some sadness, but perseverance and caring for my family was deeply the right thing. And there was a wholeness of it now I look back on it. Working through grief at the death of a loved one is part of being fully human. And the experience has given me a mature perspective. It helps me relate to others and face my own frailness and mortality. It's part of being mature in life and faith.
And the scriptures talk a lot about this kind of perseverance. The Greek word is hupomene, and it means patient endurance. Today, we're mainly going to look at James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything.
Consider it pure joy. Now, that is actually a bit weird. Where there's trouble, joy is really not what you'd expect. And James knew that. He's trying to turn our minds upside down. He's telling us to see a negative situation, trials or troubles or temptations, in a different way. And so to deal with them better, we need to change our minds and see things differently. Modern psychologists would call this cognitive reframing. It's a strategy used in therapy to help clients look at their situation or people or relationships from a slightly different perspective in order to work through them. And James wants us to reframe certain negative things as something different, and that should help us to deal with them better.
Considering it pure joy is a bit of a stretch. It took me months after Dad died to find moments of joy. But looking back, I did find a page in my journal about 6 months afterwards where I was first able to look back and find some moments of joy in that difficult time. Let me tell you about one of them. My dad loved his garden. He created it and designed it, and in his last few years, he loved just sitting in it and enjoying it. It was a hot summer, and as he was ill, he would sit in his wheelchair. But as he gradually went downhill, slowly, he got to the point where the district nurses said that he was just too ill to even get out of bed, and it was unsafe to move him out of bed, and he was being nursed in a bed at the front of the house where he couldn't see his garden. It just felt so desperate. I went to church that Sunday morning that they said that, and by chance, I bumped into a lady who I had known years ago when I'd gone to that church as a child. And I'd forgotten what she did as a job. She was an occupational therapist. And we talked about Dad and how poorly he was. And she talked me through the logistics that might be possible to move his bed, the hospital bed that had been delivered, that was heavy and electronic, and move it through to the room overlooking the garden. And we managed to get that to happen over the next day. It was incredibly complicated. But it was a moment of joy that we were able to give him that hope. Looking forwards, as I go through other tough times, it's made me alert to look for those moments of joy when I'm persevering, to consider that there are small moments of God's grace when I might see it differently when it's hard.
For many of us, the last year of pandemic has been hard, and some have had long-term illness or financial difficulty, a tough workplace or relationship troubles, all things that need perseverance. And I wonder, as you look back, can you reframe some of those tough times, consider it differently, and perhaps find moments of joy? Maybe when you find a moment of peace and stillness in an anxious time, or new patterns of connecting with your family, maybe on Zoom, you've pushed through the struggle of change, but actually you've also learned new skills and your relationships have been stretched, but they're stronger for it. And I believe God's invitation to us in this passage is to look again at our trials and troubles and temptations, to notice moments of God's provision and reframe them with joy.
Let me read that verse again. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. There's a logical progression here. Trials, testing faith, producing perseverance, and eventually maturity and completeness. Trials test your faith. When trouble comes, it shakes our faith up a bit. There's a few elements about that. There's a heart element to that. Look at the example King David gives us in the Psalms. He laments, he pours out his emotions to God, and he expresses his faith in God, but it's a heart thing. There's a thinking thing about it. We're processing, how can God be letting this thing happen to me? We spend time wrestling with it in our thoughts. But ultimately, there is a commitment to it. Am I going to keep following Jesus anyway?
So James says the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Jesus also used that word, hapomene, in Luke 8:15. I bet you've never noticed it before. I hadn't. The seed on the good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. So that idea of perseverance is hiding in the parable of the sower. Seed on good soil is something to do with perseverance. So here's the whole story. A farmer goes out to sow. Some of the seed goes on the path. Some of it goes on the shallow soil. Some of it goes on the good soil. And the soil makes all the difference. The good stuff yields a crop, 100 times more than was sown. And what you might presume from this passage is that the rich soil that produces lots of growth is a wonderful environment, a lovely family, a supportive church, good job, lots of good teaching, part of an amazing team doing wonderful stuff. But what is good soil, actually? It's also known as dirt or muck. In our garden, we have some compost bins, and almost all our garden rubbish goes in there. Dead leaves, grass cuttings, and vegetable scraps. And then the creepy crawlies eat it all up, and it all rots, and the bacteria do their work. It can get to a steaming hot 55 Celsius in there. Now, Sally's obviously finding this rotting waste a bit of a yuck factor on the floor here. It'll brush up. But after about 18 months, it produces wonderful, rich compost, which I spread on the beds. So Helen's looking really shocked there. And the flats love to grow in it. Somehow, the bad stuff, the rotten stuff, turns into good stuff. And the plants really grow, and it's productive. Someone has even written a theology of compost. If you want to Google it, thank you, Jenna, for pointing that one out to me. James says, the testing of your faith, the mucky stuff, produces perseverance. Jesus says, we can be like the good soil, which is those who hear God's word, retain it, and persevere. So do you see the connection? Keep on going. Hang in there. Keep close to God's word. And somehow, that's how the crop gets good. The testing of your faith produces perseverance.
Let's look back at the passage again. It says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. Look at something interesting in this phrase. Let perseverance finish its work. This is God working in us through the trial. It's not just us changing by hanging on, but Him working in us. The challenge for us is to let God finish what He's doing in us through a difficult situation. What does that look like, Him finishing His work? I think there's three things. I think it's about making sense of what's going on. So for me, I spend time writing in a journal. I talk to people. I listen to podcasts. I read blogs. I try and understand what God might be saying. Second, it is listening to God, to what He might be saying through this tough time. Again, for me, writing in my journal, but it might be through a worship song. It might be through a Bible passage or an insight from someone in my small group. And then third, it's working out, what does God want me to do about this? Is there anything I need to change? Is there anything He's nudging me to do? I've told you about the time when my dad was so ill before he died. But there's also been a perseverance in this pandemic. And one of the things I've prayed really frequently is, God, I don't want to come out of this the same. I want You to change me. I want to be different at the end of this. Complete what You're doing in me.
So what are the aspects of life where you might need perseverance, either now or at some point in the future? As we said at the beginning, you might need perseverance in study, and I know some of you have finals this week, or it might be in work, or it might be sport with friends, family, health, or other things. Or actually, you might need perseverance in prayer or Bible study or sharing your faith or just living your life according to the principles in the Bible. Perseverance. Or actually, maybe you feel stuck in the compost bin, apparently not persevering at all. So today in the prayer room, there is an opportunity for you just to say where you need perseverance and receive prayer, inviting the Lord to help you with that patient endurance. Equally, it doesn't have to be there. It's okay to talk about the real challenges of life, whether that's with your family or in your small group, or if you want to come for a walk with us at Brimham Rocks tomorrow in the out and about group. As Vineyard people, wherever we are, we want to listen, we want to talk and be open about real things. And we're always willing to pray for people if that's appropriate.
To summarise then, I believe that Jesus is offering each of us three invitations at this time and through this passage. To reframe a tough time or difficult situation with joy. To look at it with God's lens. To find some moments of joy and give thanks for them. To hear God's word and retain it. and through perseverance produce a crop. And that crop could be anything that extends the way God brings his kingdom through you. And to let God finish the work he's doing in us. To bring our pain to God and listen to what he's saying, to process the tough times with God, and ultimately to be more mature and complete as the scriptures promise.
And so to finish, our prayer for you is this. May you be like the good soil, developing a noble and pure heart, hearing the word and retaining it, persevering through trouble, trials and temptations, spotting those moments of God's grace, producing a crop of good outcomes and becoming more mature and complete, not lacking anything. Amen.
Amen.